This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hello and welcome to QNN. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson. The obelisk in Sydney's Hyde Park has been sheathed in a giant fluorescent pink condom as part of a New South Wales AIDS Council campaign.
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
Well, that was the call last week from the Australian Christian Lobby's Wendy Francis, who said turning the monument into a penis was disgusting. Francis, who led a crusade against Brisbane's Rip and Roll ad campaign 3 years ago, was worried parents would have to explain the stunt to their kids. But the AIDS Council of New South Wales wasn't fazed, saying the 18-metre pink prophylactic would stay in place for 1 week. This is Nicholas Parkhill speaking to The Guardian.
This is very much targeting gay men. 80% of new HIV transmissions in New South Wales continue to be with gay men, so they are the group that is at highest risk.
Tasmania looks set to follow Victoria and New South Wales in erasing the criminal records of men convicted of having gay sex before it was decriminalised. Alastair Kingston has the details.
Tasmania's Anti-Discrimination Commissioners issued a discussion paper on the issue of historic arrests and convictions for gay sex, and advocates have called for affected people to share their views. The Tasmanian Gay and Lesbian Rights Group says it's vital those affected speak up and be heard. The group's Martine Delaney says while it might be hard for some people to revisit a painful time in their life, it'll be crucial to getting any new legislation right. For QNN, this is Alistair Kingston.
HIV groups have released their wish list ahead of the November 29 Victorian state election, calling on all parties to provide better access to new preventative treatments. The Victorian AIDS Council and Living Positive Victoria say HIV prevention programs recognising pre-exposure prophylaxis or PrEP as an HIV reduction strategy and increasing funding to community education initiatives are among the priorities that should be addressed heading into the election. VAC CEO Simon Ruth says PrEP has been highly effective in the prevention of HIV and the next government should make sure it's accessible and affordable.
The Supreme Court of the United States has been handed the trigger for a final decision on nationwide gay marriage after a federal court upheld bans in four states last week. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals defied the national sweep of decisions in favour of marriage equality, overturning lower court rulings in Kentucky, Tennessee, Ohio, and Michigan. The panel majority said it's better for advocates of marriage equality to pursue change legislatively rather than through the courts. But in a fierce dissent, Judge Martha Craig Daughtry accused the court of failing to grapple with the legal issues and treating the plaintiffs as mere abstractions. It comes on the same week that bans in Kansas and Missouri also bit the dust. The Supreme Court could make a decision by the middle of next year.
A lesbian couple has tied the knot in Russia in a quiet ceremony seen as the first such marriage in the country where gay unions are illegal. An activist working with VICOD, an LGBT rights group in St. Petersburg, says the marriage on Friday went through because one of the women was born male but is now transgender and undergoing hormone therapy. She says it was the first LGBT wedding in Russia and both brides wore white dresses. Officials at the registry didn't attempt to stop the wedding, but an angry local politician has announced he intends to call for its annulment.
And one of the stars of the hit Netflix series Orange is the New Black has given a New York subway preacher a taste of his own medicine. We'll tell you who after QNN Sport with Tanya Lewis.
NFL draftee Michael Sam has been nominated for Sportsman of the Year award by Sports Illustrated senior writer Phil Taylor. Taylor says despite being cut from the Cowboys, Sam has proven himself as a skillful footballer while keeping his head amongst the media circus. And New Zealand Olympic rower Robbie Manson has faced his biggest fear coming out in an open letter to OutSports. Manson says he was terrified to make the announcement in his youth and that the thought of being gay depressed him. Over the years, he slowly revealed the news to family and teammates, and now he not only feels proud to be queer, but would like to become a role model for those struggling with their sexuality.
Thanks, Tanya. And well, most of us ignore Bible thumpers in the street, but not Leah Delaria from TV's Orange is the New Black. The actor who plays Big Boo on the show tore into a subway preacher in New York City last week.
Don't come at me because I went to Catholic school for 12 years and I know every line.
I want to tell you.
I want you to stop telling us anything.
He was spewing the worst hatred
that we were all fornicators and sinners and we were all going to hell, and that the trouble with America was homos.
And that's it for QNN for another week. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter, at QNN Australia.
At QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.